Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. According to Norm Borlaug, 1970 Nobel Peace Prize winner, current GM crop varieties that help to control insects and weeds are lowering production costs and increasing harvests, a great potential benefit to all the Third World. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. The tragic loss of life in the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster brings up an important question. How important is this exploration of outer space, and is it worth the soaring cost? More than $100 billion and the risk, too. A lot of finger-pointing is going on to place blame for the loss of the Columbia crew. I would submit that you can't spend enough money to make shooting into space more than 200,000 miles a safe journey. It's not like driving down the street to the grocery store. I remember 4 years ago when the moon buggy called Pathfinder rolled out on Mars. The television news crews went crazy. They couldn't get enough of that expedition. They were talking in cuddly terms. Scooby-Doo and a lovable rock named Barnacle Bill. I got all choked up. They would make great pet rocks. Listen, if I wanted cartoons, I'd tune in Cartoon Network, not CNN. At least Pathfinder made it to Mars. An unnamed ship in 1993 blew a fuel line and vanished into space 50 million miles down the road from Mars. Mars is a long way. It took 7 months for our spacecraft to go to a place where there's no water. The temperature is 64 degrees below zero. No global warming there, no cornfields, no trees, no pigs, no McDonald's, no neighbors, no life. We've always thought if there is life in outer space, that it must be on Mars. But there's no life there, and the UFO freaks are in deep depression. I know I must be out of touch, but I think we'd be hard-pressed to document that the space program is cost-effective. The risk will always be great, and the cost astronomical. I realize that manning a space station and performing research isn't as costly as going to Mars, but I think there are better uses for our money. In fact, I consider space exploration to be the ultimate example of boys and their toys. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.